Welcome to Apostrophe Cast. Cecily Park's poems investigate the natural world, the landscape of the American West, and their inhabitants, current, past, and imagined. While searching for and extracting signs from their surroundings, many of her speakers call out for something, some force to move them. In these moments, she crafts lines that are at once graceful, haunting, and heartbreaking. Reading from her first collection of poems, Field Folly Snow, this is Miss Cecily Parks.
I lost my horse. I was looking for an animal, calf or lamb, in the wire, metal, and hair along the fence line. Wire, metal, and hair, and there in the gully, a man I was pretending was dead. I pretended to leave him where the woods met the meadow, walking fast because I'd left my horse lashed to a fence I lost track of 2 valleys ago. Like a horse, I shied from the dead. Here, calf, here, lamb. I listened, wanting without my horse, my calf, or lamb, to be whip-smart rather than wanted. I wore orange on antelope season's first afternoon and waited for the click that means the safety is off. When I spoke, my story was about picking skulls clean. I wanted everything to be afraid of me, the horseless girl who wanted to kill a dead man again. The white bed with a window behind its headboard became ice on the meadow road and a tree to stop a truck dead. I meant to trace my footsteps back to the fence where things went wrong, find my horse mouthing the bit, tied up by her reins. I looked for the horse because she looked safe enough to love. I looked for the calf or lamb because there was no calf or lamb. The man left before I could leave him, and I pretended the world was afraid of me because I was alone. Self-portrait of Seismograph. Dear magnitude, I leave the how much to you. Bereft of equation, I'd rather logarithms lodged elsewhere. There is no sensitivity in numbers, only in effects. In the calm, let us speak in effects. A ball drops dragon's mouth to frog's mouth. A pendulum swings on its knife edge pivot. I'd say the measurable captivates more than the measurement in any accident, but I am merely a mass suspended. Set my pen to drum, set my drum recording. I am the instrument of your intensity and you my more. If there be foundation, I have found it to be oscillating. If there be water, it is something falling. Be peak to my trough, be hand fastened to my throat. Shake me something fierce, and I will be the figure of what you did. A blessing for stocked fish. Scale on scale, the six of you cluster and squirm. Bodies begin and end. I would not want you stilled. One, my ministry is haste, wet-palmed, booted, and stumbling. The tale I knew about the stream, the necklace of its descent, readying to receive. And spring, ice shelves unstacking, oceans, and the trees unbent and filigreed, was one I told myself, not yours. Your bucket's worth of breach and strain is the pendant panic of my ushering. I offer shallows for for your homecoming. Elude all hooks. Do not meet me again. After your bodies spill like water into water, you must begin by vanishing. Our despised and unhistoric West. Taxidermy could make an animal less desirable than right before the bullet, but wanting is like that, reflective fruit. For instance, if you arrive at the Occidental Hotel without baggage, you must pay first. Where else is lack worth ponying up for? And does that place have such heaviness to its curtains? Above the sticky radio, in the dust, the ceiling fan threshes, a calligraphic constellation, oh, oh, oh. Miss Petticoat, her lace as fine as lead in a decanter, pines on the fainting couch that velvetly begets the posture and sound of pining, each carnivorous syllable as small as a chapel in a town near a town named Buffalo. So much ardor in this interior, and though the hotel hallways may be narrow and dark, they are nothing if not long. How from politeness to the trees. Solstice dabbles behind the hills, white fire at the horizon, well into what should be evening, well into after, meeting out to what should be the privacy of night, illumination enough to fray the sky. Black wings snuff out the owlish air in the cottonwood's elephant silhouette, readying a backlit section of branches for the wind's beckoning. The shush of each restacking wing, not an endearment exactly, but close. The one-track mind combs the mown meadow for the word bristling beneath cut tongues of grass, which is the word of the scavenging animal, whose prayer is most like the light's gestures on the seventh longest day of the century's seventh year, which undo themselves expertly. Lightning precedes thunder, the way river precedes stone, through untrammeled channels of interface, visitors and visited, and the rain pricking. To the voice that calls in the woods, come back, I'll throw the stone you whimpered for. The animal demurs, is perfection, is diminishing, does not pause to look back. This earth in paragraph recovers its fathomlessness, subsequent to jackknifing grass. A first warning to the eel fishermen. I do not want eels in this, my first warning to you. I know suffering on the spear, the crack of the horseshoe crab you split for bait, the rattle of the wet wood crate bedded on the truck you drive home. I liked the idea of the hook in your fist because you held it tight. Hook, hook. Hook, jack hook, drift hook, by hook or by crook, left hook to the heart and she falls eel quick to the floor. How I ever digress. By she, I mean me, and yes, I slip when I say that. I'll say I liked the handheld hook because a hungry mouth held it tight. If you were hungry, which would you choose? boat for shore. I chose to be beachless and sold my boat for a door on which to ride the stillest neap tide. Am I strange yet? Water buckles and I fall eel quick. When you were in the abstract, I sold my sea legs for a floor. When you were in the abstract, I liked the way you looked in the boat of my thought. This is my warning to you. I am as wary as they come, and not of eels or how you kill them. Your hands after. I will begin with them when I begin the second time. How to read a mackerel sky. Out of the clouds, I make the whirlpool of shipwreck. I make a stampede. I make dry leaves spinning away from piles, a house reduced to shingles, buttermilk curdling on a linoleum floor. It's easy to divine undoing. Flood all the unknowns with your fear. Tailor vapor to harbinger and lower the billowing sails of your keeling soul. Loosed from any charted course, forsake your grip on the helm as the sky becomes sea. Silver scaled with mackerel teeming to every horizon, and a shingled house around your heart quakes for the want of diagrams, equations, plans. That's when to look for me, swimming in leaves the size of fish, dismantling the ocean, and spilling buttermilk across the sky. I'll be gowned in linoleum, and you'll hear hoofbeats, love approaching.